idiot. Let's give a few moments here in case someone does feel it. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank all of you that expressed yourselves. You did it beautifully, and you did it with your hearts. When we have the committal service in a little, just in a few moments, the family would like to invite you, even though it's printed in your bulletin, if you made an oversight there, to come back to the fellowship hall and where they can share with you too. One thing you said, I said I wasn't going to say anymore, but I've said that a lot of times and then add more things. But the one thing that always I got a big kick out of in the rear of the church was when he would start telling me some of the things that needed changing, not in the church, but in our world. To be very honest, I agreed with him. He was very much concerned about the underdog, the person who might not have it, couldn't get it, and wouldn't know where to go. It certainly shows that the cross was in the center of his life, because that's exactly where Jesus put our needs, our desires, our expectations, and our hopes and aspirations, not only of today, but of tomorrow. Let us pray. Most loving and gracious God, our Heavenly Father, as we bow our heads and as we think and as we share, we come thanking Thee for the opportunity of life itself, and especially in the lives of others that we can share and talk and express. We ask Thy tender blessings upon this family. And even though we realize that it's a mountaintop experience for us, that even as we climb and we reach that highest point, we can look off yonder in this distance and know that there is eternal life. And we can hear You saying, "Come unto Me, all ye labor, and I'll give you rest." Thank You for whole life, for the peace which surpasses all of our understanding at this particular moment, and in the hopes and the joys of life itself found in Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Standing as we sing, "Great is Thy faithfulness."